Okay. What the fuck are you doing?
Instagramming.
All right.
Is that a verb? Instagramming?
Instagramming.
Is that a thing?
Snapchatting?
Snapchatting is. Okay.
I'm just going to snap this real quick.
All right, episode 18. I'm ready to rock and roll. Here we go. Yay. Welcome to episode 18 of the Nerdcast podcast, Not Your Regular Dialogue. I go by the name of Toner, and I am joined by the rest of the Nerdcast crew. Mine is Cripple J again, because he doesn't fucking do shit anyway. We are coming to you from the command center. I got Joe Dust.
Snapchat me your clam pics.
Oh, fuck. We got Big Matt.
Hey, hello.
And sound guy Steve.
I like boobs.
Original Steve.
Jay, play the music.
You see, I have a pain that's in my side. Whoa. And it's coming from my pocket all the time.
We'd like to recognize our unofficial beer sponsor. And since our official beer snob couldn't be here again today, I turn it over to Sound Guy Steve to let us know who our official beer sponsors are. I apologize. We have two.
It's Piss. Yes. Pisswasser is our first one.
Pisswasser.
Alrighty. So, first one here is the Dundee Pilsner out of New York. They are a German style Pilsner. The Fuhrer! 4.85 ABV.
Jesus.
Beer Advocate score of a 78. They are okay. Second is the Goose Autumn Ale out of Illinois. They are an American Amber Red Ale. 6.7 ABV. Beer Advocate score of an 84.
Very nice.
I'm also not putting any fucking stock in this beeradvocate.com anymore.
I just think all beer.
I love how the
just
picture
about.
Here says. Educational use only, do not reuse.
Yeah.
What, I'm gonna take this picture, hang it up on my ceiling, and beat off to it. Thank you.
That would, well, that'd probably be educational.
As Toner would say,
you would
do what you do.
Do whatever it is you do.
Squirt.
Like, do people go on the site and go, hey, if it's not an 80, I'm not gonna drink it.
Yeah, that's what Jay said. It's not a fucking 89, I'm not gonna drink it.
Because, well,
you.
He said that, what, flats? What was it, big flats or something? Was unacceptable to drink?
And oh, then, well, it's one step above deer piss, so I understand why.
And then, what, not your father's root beer or something like that.
Yeah.
But Jay sucks his own dick.
Yeah, I don't listen to beer snobs.
And?
Yeah. I'm just saying his palate's a lot different than ours.
All right, for episode 18, I don't know if we have an outline or not, but I will ask Big Matthew over here what we are talking about today.
No, we're kind of just winging it like we did on 17. We don't really have a good outline.
Man, that was like a week ago.
God.
But it feels like we just recorded it.
Just recorded
it. Yeah,
a few
really
minutes
weird.
Ago.
I feel like we were just talking about Bamba snacks, too.
I didn't bring any this week, dude.
Yeah,
God.
We don't have
you didn't need it. We had Emo's. St. Louis sponsor, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Unofficial pizza sponsor of episode 18 is Emo's Pizza.
Emo's.
The square beyond compare.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay. I like cardboard with bacon on it.
It's really good when you're half drunk.
Nah, it's okay. I like Emo's.
Actually,
okay.
We drank, what, 20 beers in episode one, it felt like? Jesus Christ.
It's cool.
John Hamm likes it.
Yeah.
John Hamm.
He crawled up on a stage at the Emmys. He crawled. Did you see him crawl up on a stage?
Yeah.
Why would he crawl?
Because it was like the seventh season of Mad Men. He'd been nominated, I think, like 7 years and never won it. And this was like the year he finally won it. So it was interesting to see him do that. It's like he's like, I'm crawling over that final hurdle to win my Emmy Award. Which, what's funny is he won it for probably his worst season of the show, is what's funny about it. I watched it all the way through. Episodes, or sorry, season seven was not all that, but.
It was like a backhanded compliment.
Hey, St. Louis's own.
St. Louis's own. John Hamm.
John Hamm.
John Hamm. Highway Farty Fars on John Hamm.
Yeah. So. Let's see. Since we're talking about TV off the bat with John Hamm, let's talk about some TV stuff.
Okay.
One headline I read recently was, check this out, fellas. We have a possible remake, or I guess you could say reboot, of MacGyver might be heading our way. Did any of us watch MacGyver growing up?
Yes. I have watched MacGyver.
My father has the box set on DVD.
Does he honestly? Really?
Yeah,
wow.
No, he does.
He's
fuck
into
yeah.
it. Wow.
Da, 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 da. What was his name? The main guy's name.
Yeah, the guy with the mullet.
Richard.
Oh, his actual real name.
Is it Richard Dean Anderson?
Yeah.
Nice.
Not three first names. Sorry.
Just three
names.
Names.
He's like a school shooter.
God
oh,
damn
no.
it. Joe.
Wow. How do you feel about school shootings these days?
Fuck.
I finally blanked him on that one. Wow. But yeah, we might have MacGyver coming back. But then this one I read, which I found interesting, was, you know how we have Minority Report? That was a movie that they turned into a TV show. They're doing that Limitless
movie. Well, Minority Report, that was about Ferguson, wasn't it? Or is that...
Oh,
God damn it, Joe.
Wow.
Enough. Enough.
Move on. Joe is drinking the Dundee today.
Move on.
Awesome. I'm sorry. I'm all seed out right now.
Move on.
But okay, so we had Minority Report, Limitless. This one I read. I thought this would be interesting. Lethal Weapon might become a TV show. And we all know who starred in Lethal Weapon, so... Joe or Steve? Who
that would
Jews?
Be the guy that
he loves said, Jewish people.
He was also the guy that said he hopes his daughter gets raped by a pack of N-words. I don't want to
sure?
say the word.
I think it was his baby mama. I think it was.
It
his
was
daughter.
His dad. It was the woman that he was.
Oh,
banging.
Okay.
Yeah, it was his baby mama.
Well, I don't want to say the word. It rhymes with chiggers.
Oh, Jesus!
God damn it,
Joe.
His name was Mel Gibson.
Yes, but he will not be in the TV
really. I'm
show.
Just paraphrasing him. It's not like I said it.
No, you did not say it. You did not. And we don't advocate it here on the
yeah.
No, don't get raped by like a pack of
or say racial slurs, yeah. please.
We are anti rape and we are also anti what?
Oh, I'm anti suicide.
Thank you, Tor.
We are anti suicide. But I'm pro
I'm waiting, brother.
Semicolon tattoos.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
I actually got 7 of them now.
Are you pro?
Where's the first one? Where's the first one?
Still? First one I got was on my butthole. I actually only had to get the comma because the period was already naturally there.
Oh, jeez.
They're okay. like, wow, that guy Stinkstar is really against...
Stinkstar.
But
yeah, speaking of a lethal weapon.
Speaking of a lethal weapon.
Does it have extra foreskin on it?
No, that got stuck in there.
So, yeah, it might be coming to TV. I could care less either show.
I don't
to be
know.
With
yeah,
you. I don't.
Whatever.
I don't care. I did find this interesting though. When I was looking up the article, the movie only cost them $15 million to make. Lethal Weapon, the first one, $15 million to make.
That was a long time ago, though. That makes sense.
It made $120 million. That's pretty damn good.
That's really good.
That's really good.
Is that because right Mel Gibson was getting paid by Jesus, though?
Oh, Jesus.
They didn't have to pay him anything.
Oh man! And here's another one. I don't know if we talked about this or not, but guess what show might be coming back. Guess which one?
Oh.
Football call. Rams just had a sack. That's right.
Show right, coming back.
That was a part of our childhood that we all watched after school.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
And here we go. I'll give you a hint. Woohoo.
DuckTales?
DuckTales.
No way.
It's apparently going to be
I was going to say Family Matters.
It's live action, all voiced by white people.
Oh, man.
It's probably all like Pixar. Animated,
but I'm looking for. I loved. Who didn't like DuckTales growing up?
I
loved DuckTales growing up.
The video game was hard as shit.
They had a video game for
oh,
real.
Yeah, it was very difficult.
I did not know they had a video game DuckTales, but yeah, I loved the show Scrooge McDuck, motherfucker.
Yep,
yeah,
yep.
It's racially sound. They have a mallard duck, a Canadian goose, and some type of dark
Christ.
One that would recruit. So, they have
okay.
But hey, speaking of DuckTales being a video game. Here's another topic we were going to discuss was, what are some of our favorite video game to movie adaptations? Anybody have some video games that they like that was turned into a movie?
Well, I remember this great adaptation of Max Payne, #sarcasm, that starred the Mark Wahlberg, but the very hot Mila Kunis.
The Mark Wahlberg? He was in that?
Say hello to your mother.
Say hello to your mother for me.
That movie was complete and utter dog shit. That is seriously one of the best video games and stories, I think. You know, it seems underrated to me because it doesn't seem like it gets a whole lot of hype. I know I'm kind of getting off topic because we're talking about movies or video games turned into movies that we do like, but I had a lot of high hopes for that
one. Well, because you really liked the video game.
Yeah,
you really liked the video game.
And, of course...
Did it follow the video game at all besides... I mean, the storyline and whatsoever?
To a point, yeah. And then, but it was just so... It was so bad, dude.
Would you guys watch a pornographic movie based on DuckTales where people dress up as ducks if it were
furries,
called,
basically?
If it were called FuckTales?
Yes, I would. Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Well, no. Howard the Duck was kind of already a porn in some ways, but...
Yeah, that's true.
It made me uncomfortable.
I'd watch it.
Well, here, okay, so Wikipedia. I pull up Wikipedia. They left Mario Brothers off the list. Mario Brothers is not on there.
There was a Mario Brothers movie?
Wasn't it Bob Hoskins, I think? He was in Roger Rabbit.
Shit.
He was Mario.
No shit.
And John Leguizamo was Luigi.
Oh, fuck. I think I remember this.
And Koopa was... what's his name? I'm sorry. Hopper. Dennis Hopper was Koopa, if I remember correctly.
He was
the movie was god
awful. Turtle? He wasn't Bowser?
Oh, you're right.
Koopa
was Bowser?
Well, Bowser's
what
like
I
a say, dragon.
Is it King Koopa? Who am I thinking of?
Koopa's
like,
the turtle.
Yeah. Bowser's the big...
The dragon,
maybe
yeah.
He was Bowser. Is what
that
he
wasn't
was.
Philip Seymour Hoffman?
No, it wasn't Philip Seymour Hoffman.
He wasn't throwing like syringes at you or anything?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then...
Because he's dead.
Yeah, we get it, Joe.
One of my favorite ones that was turned into one, and it's very not good movie. It's a guilty pleasure movie. Mortal Kombat. I like Mortal Kombat.
I think the first one was legit.
Yeah,
really,
the
second
first
one was a fucking abortion.
And here's the thing that I liked so much about the first, just the soundtrack
abortions.
Or the theme.
Oh, wait, no.
The theme song, the techno song.
Oh,
that was
dude,
fucking
yeah,
awesome
yeah, yeah.
Techno song.
Mortal Kombat. Now, like the first one, yeah, it's kind of it's campy. The first one's campy and cheesy, but it's not bad. It's actually kind of watchable, even though Christopher Lambert they whitewashed the fuck out of Raiden because guess what?
Yeah.
Raiden's not a white dude.
Ooh, he's
but, you know,
Asian. You fucking racist bastards.
Yes, what he said.
I hate fucking white people.
For those that couldn't hear that, Steve just laughed at his own joke. It was awesome.
Except for the white women that are all whores.
Yeah.
Whores.
Yeah.
Because, hey, did you know that Mortal Kombat, it cleared 122 mil, so it was successful.
Adjusted for inflation today, that's like $5 billion.
Yeah. I think everybody just wanted to see
it. But did anyone ever watch Mortal Kombat Annihilation, the sequel?
Oh Jesus.
Dog shit.
Yes.
Oh, dog shit.
Awful. That one only
especially
made 51 mil.
The animalities or the bestialities, whatever the fuck it's called.
That's a whole different movie, Toner.
Oh, wait. That was a parody I watched on YouPorn. I apologize.
Scorpion wins bestiality.
So, and then another one. Okay, because we're supposed to be talking about ones we liked, I guess.
Sorry.
I liked Resident Evil, the first one.
Yes.
Now, those have been...
I actually like the first three.
They're actually pretty bankable, dude.
They're not bad.
All the movies they've released have done fairly well at the box office. They're actually making another one right now.
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to be the final
one. It's the end game.
Yeah.
What's the
best line of Resident Evil? Anybody know in the movie?
I'll let you tell us.
You're all going to die down here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's part of the hive, yeah.
But Mila, is it Jovovich?
Yeah, Jovovich.
Mila choke a dick.
Oh,
yeah.
Either way, it's
I'd eat her butt.
How could I put it? Yeah. What Steve?
I was about to say, no. Before he said that, I was about to say she looked beautiful in her red dress. And he goes, I'll eat her butt.
Yeah.
She's an attractive woman. I'd stick my tongue in her butthole.
Like I don't know the proper way to say I'd like to have unprotected intercourse with her. But
you would not. Hashtag Planned Parenthood with her.
Yeah, Unplanned Parenthood.
Yeah,
hashtag
Unplanned Parenthood. That's what I'm talking
unplanned.
About. Because, hey, going back to Max Payne, that only cleared 85 mil. It didn't
World,
even beat, it didn't
worldwide?
Even, yeah, it didn't even clear Mortal Kombat money, dude. That's how bad it was.
It was terrible, dude.
Unbelievable. So, I think that's the only two I really had on the list.
They should have called it Max Shame.
Oh, yeah.
Shame.
Now, real quick, obviously, I think Tomb Raider is probably the most successful one. And now, Resident Evil's done pretty well. They've released several movies, but I think the first couple Tomb Raider movies have done pretty well at the box office. I know there was a rumor a couple years ago where they're supposed to make Uncharted a movie.
Yep.
But Mark Wahlberg, now I have nothing against The Wall, But Wahlberg being Nathan Drake, I'm like,
which would be
what,
a horrible casting.
What the fuck?
It would be.
You get Nathan Fillion for fucking Nathan Drake.
You do. He's perfect for it.
Yeah.
Perfect for the role. Although, that I was going to get to that was, there's certain video games that I think should not be adapted into a movie, or adapted into a movie. That's one of them. It doesn't need to be done. And if you're gonna do injustice to the voice actors that are that have embodied that role for so long now, that you're not going to be able to capture the spirit of the character the way these people have built themselves into that character.
Well, plus, just think about Uncharted 1, for example. I mean, that whole series is fucking great. There's not one bad game out there.
Yep.
Every installment has gotten better, but the how do you condense the story
of all three games so far? It's going to be four game series, right?
Right. Yeah.
So
all right, let's just say, all right, okay. At your studio, like, all right, look, there's been three games right now, or four games. We want to make four movies based off the four games. Each game takes I don't know. I'm just going to throw a random number out there. Let's just say it takes 8 hours minimum to beat. I mean, how do you condense all that shit into?
They're going to turn into the new Hollywood trilogy where it's
four movies.
Right.
All on green screen.
I just don't know if it needs to be done. I'd rather it not. To be honest with you,
I don't know.
But going back to Tomb Raider, the first one cleared 270 some odd mil. The sequel to Tomb Raider was Cradle of Life that cleared only 150.
Yeah,
so
it was a little bit less, but
it didn't carry any way to it, we'll say. And then after that, the only other one I think Joe had said Halo would possibly make a good movie. I never played the Halo games, to be honest with you. You guys think that would make a good movie?
I would love to see a Halo game. That'd be awesome.
I think it'd be a pretty good. I know nothing about Halo. I never played the Xbox shit, but I think just judging off the popularity and everything of it all, it'd be definitely a good, you know, sci-fi action adventure type thing, if I had to guess.
They had it pretty much green lighted, and I think they pulled it. I don't know why. It looked good.
Well, I think they made a Doom movie which had Carl Urban in it, and I think The Rock was in it also. And I remember seeing bits and pieces of that, and I'm like, wow, this movie's complete and utter asshole.
Yeah. They got Uncharted slated for a 2017 release, so it's in the works, maybe.
The movie Uncharted?
Yeah.
Man, I hope it's not Mark Wahlberg.
And then Assassin's Creed, they're going to do it. I know Assassin's Creed is going to be a movie. And then check this out. Sonic the Hedgehog is supposed to have a movie. I don't know how they're going to turn that into a movie.
That's going to be an animated green screen.
Did you get that fucking picture of me, dude?
Steve took a picture of Toner just now on Twitter.
I did. That was at the very, very beginning.
Hashtag fuck you, Jay.
Let me see that. Let me see that. Did you see that? That's what I said.
Well, I'm looking right at you. Now, how did I know a picture is being taken of me? Apparently, I'm an idiot.
Those two were good pictures, though. I had to put those there.
I guess I'm reading here. There's going to be a Warcraft movie, too. They want to hear about Warcraft?
I've
I don't
heard
play
about
it.
That
oh,
for
yeah,
years.
Yeah.
Please,
make love, not Warcraft. Yeah. That's one of the best South Park episodes ever.
Yeah.
The Sword of a Thousand Truths.
How did it turn out? Yeah, how did that one turn out in here?
I guess, well, there's already commercials for it now. Angry Birds movie? There's going to be an Angry Birds movie.
God,
I don't know how to make that into a 2-hour
movie. I hate America so
I love
much.
Hollywood so much.
Somebody needs to go play.
All right, Toner, you like box office stats. Toner, remember the
game? I'd stick a coat hanger in one of those birds.
God damn it, Joe. Jesus.
Because I was acting like I was aborting it.
Yeah, Joe, I understand.
That was implied.
So, Toner, Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time. That cleared 335 mil.
Worldwide.
What if you made a movie about Prince Albert? Or maybe even a Jacob's Ladder? Could you make a movie about guys getting their penises pierced? Could you make it an hour and a half long?
There's been some other fucking travesty fucking movies. You could definitely get ones of penises getting severed and shit.
I'll look into it.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Starring.
You've got to climb.
Starring Matt Solomon. As Prince Albert.
You've got to climb.
I am pure. You heathens.
You've got to climb my Jacob's Ladder to get to my heart.
Okay.
So let's go away from video games that are movies. Let's go to movies that we watched when we were kids that we think should be remade or modernized.
Flight of the Navigator.
Debbie Does Dallas.
I like it.
So, okay. So Flight of the Navigator, Steve.
Yes.
That's yours? Okay.
Yes.
And who did we discover was the voice of the computer on the ship?
Old
Pee Wee
Herman.
Paul Reuben.
Yes,
Paul Reuben.
Yeah, he was that one. So, I think that you could make that work. for a modernization of the movie. I think we could make that happen.
I have not seen that movie.
How about
you've never seen Flight of the Navigator?
Not that I know.
Movie,
of.
What?
It's
a solid movie.
It's not bad. It's really,
it's really not bad.
Really,
you'll hate it now because you're too old for it. But when you have all your hopes and dreams in front of you instead of behind you,
I think
like
the. I thought some of the special effects with the ship. I think they kind of hold up still today, from what I remember. I don't think it's not that bad.
Kind of like Back to the Future.
Yeah.
No, I mean their effects hold up today.
It's still not bad. Yeah.
Especially, I don't know how the fuck they got Michael J. Fox to stop shaking during that.
Oh, you asshole.
Like
they, had a steady cam or something.
Oh, God.
God. Oh,
Steve Soar did.
Sick son of a bitch, man.
Oh, man. Marty, put the plutonium in. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
This is so wrong.
I know.
All right, next one. Monster Squad. I say Monster Squad gets a remake, and it would be
it's
awesome.
I don't remember you giving you a fully automatic rifle. You didn't.
Okay.
Monster Squad,
yes.
Where Wolfman, you Wolfman. Actually see his nards.
In this day and age, you'd see them. Yeah.
Okay.
And where, or perhaps Wolfman is a transsexual. That would be the more
Caitlyn
modern.
Jenner as Wolfman?
This is my first movie role.
Fuck you, Caitlyn Jenner, you murderer.
Sorry. Oh.
I don't know.
Let's read Jay's tweet. Oh, about to finish my second 12-hour shift. I could be working overnight.
Shut up, bitch.
Ooh, dang.
No love on the podcast today. No love.
We get burned.
We ever called out tweets? On a podcast?
I have now.
I guess that tweet will be 2 weeks old by the time this is out. But.
Let's see. What else do we got? Oh, this is one my wife threw at us. Don't tell mom the babysitter's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, was that Christina Applegate?
Christina Applegate, yeah.
Yeah, maybe we should get Megan Fox to star in that.
Ooh.
Toe thumbs.
You know what?
Yeah.
Nah,
hashtag.
Yeah. She could probably climb up the building with her toe thumbs. But... Megan Fox, I think she's cute.
So who
but
would you put
too
in
much
role
plastic
in?
Surgery.
Who would we put in the Christina Applegate role?
I go
Anna Kendrick. So I go.
I don't want to admit this, but I watched A Fault in Our Stars the other day.
The girl, she's going to be in Deadpool too.
Shailene Woodley.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm thinking the wrong
the
person.
The chick from Insurgent or
you
Divergent.
You think she
I
would
mean.
Make the best Christina Applegate for? Don't tell me about
the no. She's the first one that came to my mind.
Right. Who do you got, Steve?
Let me think.
Yeah, Steve, you can't just say no and then have it.
Yeah, you got to have your own opinion, dude.
No, stupid idea.
Yeah.
Or what about...
maybe Emma Stone or Emma Watson.
What about Scarlett Johansson? She's blonde.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Well...
No.
I don't know, Steve. Emma's, does the carpet match the pubes?
No, Emma Stone, yes, correct.
Oh,
that's who,
Jesus
yes.
Christ.
Emma Stone, for right. goddamn
well,
sure.
Well, my friend Ryan says Emma Stone is one lisp away from being retarded. Is that true?
I don't care if she's retarded or not. Sit on my face, please.
Your friend's a fuckhead. Emma Stone is hot.
God.
I don't know. He's got a 900-pound safe with a lot of guns in it. Oh, wait, no, that's a different Ryan. Never mind. I can't even get people straight.
You can't keep your friend straight. Oh.
No, I got
now who's the retard?
I am.
Okay.
All right, next one. How about Labyrinth?
That was David Bowie, though, and Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah.
Jennifer Connelly equals hashtag no exiting.
You could put Megan Fox in Labyrinth.
I was going to say hashtag pretty, but you could say
Jennifer Connelly is cute. You could put Megan Fox in Labyrinth because she probably wouldn't have to do a lot of acting. You just run around a maze-looking thing, although we also have the Maze Runner now.
Yeah.
Trilogy or whatever.
That looks so stupid.
First one's good. I haven't seen the second one
yet. I don't care.
The Scorch Trials.
It's not Viper, though.
I don't like it.
Never-ending Story? Anyone? Never-ending Story?
No, I'm surprised they haven't remade that one yet.
They will. Because
with the CG, I guess, they can...
Falcorn?
Yeah.
Falcor?
Falcorn?
Falcorn.
Falcorn is what comes out in your poop.
Falcorn.
Oh, Falcor, my bad.
Yeah, there's no end on the end.
It's been a while since I've seen the movie. Fuck you guys.
Sorry, guys. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I hate you guys.
Tony, your mom, I think, used to tell me that I looked like that boy in the Neverending Story when I was little.
Well, my mom is blind, Joe.
That would explain why she felt around a lot.
All right. Princess Bride. I vote for that one. Who would you have for Buttercup?
Man, I don't even remember that movie.
I don't even remember what you're talking about. Yes.
I know I've seen it.
I'd have Robin Wright Penn as Buttercup.
Isn't that where you like...
That's who it was.
Isn't that where he's like, blah, 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 you killed my father.
Yes.
Yeah.
My name is Inigo Montoya, you killed my father.
That's right.
Final countdown.
My name is Inigo Montoya, you killed my father. I don't know. Jason Statham.
As Buttercup?
I don't know.
That's awesome.
Nice. Oh.
Stephen Hawking.
No.
My
no.
Is
do it.
Inigo
do
Montoya.
It.
No.
Joseph.
No.
You killed my father. You killed my father. I need to get one of those, actually.
Prepare to die.
Yeah.
This one, I think.
Speak and say.
All right, here you go. Here's
prepare
another one.
Prepare to die, dot.
Here, I got LOL. Let's wrap this up in three more. Here you go. Big, the movie Big.
No.
Sorry, Tom Hanks.
No.
Want to remake that one?
No.
Right.
Really, I don't want any of these remade.
I want Tom Hardy as Tom Hanks.
But then how about this?
What would Tom Hardy say in Big? Oh, well, you do even know any quotes from Big.
I don't know any quotes from Big.
He's trying to do your, he wants you to do your
I know, that's
project.
What I'm saying. I'm trying to think.
From Big.
I don't know if there's anything quotable.
I wish I was big.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow, that's very relevant to the film. Yeah, okay.
That's what he says when he's at the
at the machines. Yeah, yeah.
The junior.
Yeah, when he goes to the genie. Oh, I wish I was big.
Every time I stand at the urinal, I say, I wish I was big.
Wow, this water's cold.
I'm going to rub on it and make it larger.
That's
Sean
Connery.
I'm Australian.
All right, let's see. Wizard. The video game movie, Rubber Friends.
Yeah.
The video game movie.
California.
That, you can remake that now, right?
It would. You'd have PS4 or
PS4
or Xbox One.
That could work.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, unless our PC... gamers was there. No, because neither one of those compare to the VidX graphic card.
Your Alienware laptop towers in no comparison to your PS4s and your Xbox 360s and Xbox One, you sons of bitches.
Fuck you, virgin.
If
you put a VidX graphics card inside of a PS4, you just will not get the same kind of compatibility.
I'm still too busy trying to get my level 12 Death Saber and my fucking Death Note, so fuck you.
Listen, my friends and I have been herding boars for the last 6 hours trying to get compensated on our hard time that put into World of Warcraft.
Yes.
Also, I have to go jerk off to pictures of the JCPenney catalog, so...
Well done.
Oh, Jesus.
What I'm trying to say is nobody gives a fuck that you're on a computer playing a game.
Yeah.
Because you know why? You're using a mouse and hitting the space bar.
Instead of using a controller. But whatever.
That's right.
And you spent $15,000 on the computer, we spent $400, so fuck you.
Yeah.
Control F. Hashtag go fuck yourself.
If I were a horrible person, I'd call you a faggot, but I don't say that.
Okay.
I'll leave that to South Park. I mean, I wouldn't say that.
I'd say fuck you, fag.
Jesus. No, because those are reserved for the motorcycle Harley riders.
Oh, God.
Nobody's seen that episode.
It's okay. Thank
last,
God nobody.
Last one. Last one.
Nobody knows where we live. That's good. Okay.
Mighty Ducks.
Oh.
Yes.
No.
Remake it.
No.
It's time.
Pacey is the coach?
Yeah.
Pacey's the
Charlie,
coach.
Charlie,
a.k.a.
Pacey
yeah.
from
oh, Charlie Collin.
Joshua Jackson.
Oh. And Michelle Williams is love interest.
Oh, no. How about not? Because she's dog shit ugly. How about that?
Whoa,
let's do
why
that.
Do you say that about her? I think she's really cute.
I think I might have, you know.
Wait a second. We're going to look this up.
And she's in a horrible movie named Blue Valentine.
That's and
she's a horrible actress.
You can't fault her for one movie. Also, one of the ducks is he's having sexual thoughts about another player, and we have like
this
side
girl here?
Story. Yeah, Michelle Williams.
She looks like a dude. Look
what
at her, man.
Okay, well,
look at that.
Okay, in that picture,
she even looks good with shorter
she
hair.
She looks
man.
Like she wants to go through reassignment surgery. Is what she
you
wants
think?
To do. See, that was she's cute there.
Do you
all
think
right,
Heath Ledger would get all up in that if he thought she was ugly?
He was on a lot of narcotics, sir.
that's true.
Why so serious?
So
I think she's good looking, man. I like Michelle.
I think my ducks. We got Charlie as the coach now. Who's
You've
our
got like Adam got, Banks's child is
that's the
gay,
new star player, new gay
after,
star player.
He's going after Averman's son, who is also having maybe some sexual
he's
thoughts.
He's maybe thinking, yeah.
Yeah, and then you get
who plays Goldberg?
Tony Siragusa.
His son? Or
no, Tony Siragusa. There's
Blue fucking Valentine.
That's his favorite movie.
If there's any justice, Ryan Gosling and Michelle Williams will both earn Oscar nominations for their raw, arresting performances.
Oh, here you go.
Blue Valentine.
Yep, here's something for, there's Matt right there. Great product, and there's absolutely no funny aftertaste at all.
Makes me feel like I'm doing something good for my body.
Glad Adrian Peterson just ran for an 800-yard touchdown.
Yay.
Fucking child abuser.
Yeah, put your testicles out. Here comes
oh
the play.
Oh, boy.
Run, run, run.
Todd Gurley. Almost to the 30.
Look at that fucking run. Man.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're watching.
Give it to Tavon Austin. I need the points.
We're watching some football.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sunday football day.
You know what? Sorry I dropped the F-bomb, but sometimes people deserve it.
What were we talking about? I forgot.
We were just doing movies that we wanted to modernize.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
Then we're done with that, I think, because that was the last one. Mighty Ducks was my last one.
That's stupid. That's stupid.
You're stupid.
What's stupid?
Fuck Mighty Ducks. Goddamn.
You know what? We should probably do Knight Rider.
Steve,
maybe
when
Viper.
We were young, you
maybe
came
we should
over.
Do a Knight Rider Viper crossover. And then it'll be like a trilogy, but then we'll make it a part four, like a Hollywood trilogy.
God,
we'll
I wish I could
it.
Party with Tupac and Biggie, but yeah, they got fucking shot.
Maybe Joe Astor could sit on Michael Knight's lap and they could drive around the neighborhood in a hybrid vehicle.
We're off the rails.
Sorry.
Oh, God, I want to go to Pops and see 311.
God, that's so, like, 2 years ago.
God.
Pops, they never played at Pops.
Whatever.
Mississippi Nights, maybe.
Let's go back to episode 8. Oh, I love Ella. God, I love 311. Some cover bands. Oh.
Okay.
Hey, this is Podcast Rob of the Something Something Cast, but you're listening to Nerdcast on the Inside Joke Outside Voice Podcast Network.
Next. What are we on now?
What do you want to do? I don't care.
Shalom.
I'm done. This thing's off the rails.
Shalom.
Man.
Well,
we could do one. Do movie reviews. We could do movie reviews, or we could do
we could
Halloween
do,
memories.
We,
do
we
Halloween
could talk
memories.
About who people follow on Twitter in this room.
Well, as far as movie reviews go, I did. I
don't need
well. Well, we can do. Well, we can do Twitter, but I have. I did watch Furious 7 on Friday night.
I like tits daily.
I didn't have to bring it up. Steve's already calling himself out. Steve, you know what I want you to do? I want you to bring up your Twitter account on the screen, and we'll scroll through everybody you follow on Twitter.
Okay.
Tavon Austin's had himself a game today. I'll tell
I
you
just
that.
Saw that. I'm fucking starting.
Oh, he's out of bounds. Never mind. But okay, movie review. Furious 7. Go.
Okay, so.
I'm laughing at Steve's typing it in.
With this.
Yeah, Furious 7. What do you think about it? I haven't seen it.
I'll tell you this, man. It was fucking intense. It was some good shit. I mean, it's definitely over the top action and out of this world scenario type shit, like your Mission Impossibles and stuff. But it was action packed. Like Jason Statham was fucking badass in this movie. Like the opening sequence where he's fighting The Rock. I'm not gonna give away too much, but he. No, granted. Dwayne The Rock Johnson looks like the fucking Incredible Hulk in real life. And Statham was holding his own with him. Now, granted, that's Hollywood. He's going to hold his own with him due to the... Do you not know your fucking
I think
Twitter
Steve,
account?
Steve's supposed to hit remember password or don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't think he's actually going to...
No, site. I've never logged into Twitter on the web.
Oh, well. Long story short, Furious 7. Fuck you. Go watch it. I liked it. Joe, you watched American Sniper. What did you think? Was it the funniest movie of 2014?
Yeah, I died laughing a little bit. Fuck, that guy was putting grapefruit-sized wounds in 8-year-olds. Well,
yeah.
it looked like he got a little weapon in his hand. Oh, come on, drop it, kid, drop it. Don't make me shoot you. Fuck. And then he calls his wife on the phone. I don't know, man. Steve, I think you're... Steve, try your password again from your... Wow. Or just fart. But try your first login again. You know when it says remember password or don't or whatever? Did Tavon score? Yeah, he did.
Apparently he did. I'm not starting Tavon on my money league. God.
But Steve, that little pop-up, I don't think... I think you could have... I don't know. Okay, never mind. Man... There's been a lot. I watched A Fault in Our Stars, like I said.
Yeah. Are you proud of it?
Yeah.
Okay. And why did you watch that?
Because it was on HBO and I DVR'd it.
Yeah, he's emotional.
Oh, part. You DVR'd it.
Yeah, I willingly DVR'd it.
Oh,
and
so you didn't accidentally hit record. You really did hit record.
Yeah, and I lit some candles and opened up some wine and I watched it.
And?
And it was pretty good. Yeah. It would have been a lot better had I been maybe like 17 and a female, but it was pretty good.
Did it get you in touch with your emotions?
Yeah. I was like, wow, I didn't, spoiler alert, totally call that this guy was going to die 15 minutes into the movie, but I did.
You did.
No, I saw what was coming.
That's good.
You've seen a movie or two.
Yeah, I've seen a movie or two. I kind of know how plots work. He's like, hey, man, I'm in your cancer support class, and I'm good now, so there's nothing to worry about. And I go, oh, this motherfucker's going
to die. There's something to worry about, actually.
Yeah, there is something to worry about. You know what there is to worry about? Your cancer cells.
Worry about those.
I don't think you type the at.
And then, okay, here's what I watched. Here's my movie review.
All right.
For the podcast. I watched a movie called You're Next. It's a horror movie. For Stephen Craig, it is horror. It was on Netflix a long time. I never watched it, so I had to go watch it on Amazon Prime. And it was awesome. It's really good. Cause you know what kind of movie it is? Joe Dust. It's a home invasion movie.
It is.
Oh.
I like those.
And those are awesome movies because they could actually happen.
Sorry for saying faggot earlier, by
the
way.
Yeah, that was offensive, but that's okay.
Well, I wasn't trying to be offensive. I was trying to be funny in the context, but...
It's all about context, exactly.
Shit, now I wish we would have had home
invasion. I mean, in last episode, you were docking with Steve, so it's okay.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's okay.
I can make fun of my own.
If we had Home Invader Keith and Jay's wife, Erin, here, we could talk about... what they would do in said home invasion situation.
For You're Next. Because Your Next was messed up. It was really messed up.
I'm looking up something about the movie.
But luckily, the hero of the movie was Australian.
Teresa Palmer?
No. Unknown. Some unknown.
Sharni Vinson?
Yeah, she was really cute.
Yeah.
And
looking her up.
She was a badass in the movie. She saved the day, pretty much. If I say anything about it, to be honest with you, it really spoils the movie. It's one of those movies where you kind of want to
filming location.
Columbia, Missouri.
Columbia, Missouri.
Filmed here in our home state.
Filmed at some home in Columbia, Missouri. I remember reading that. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? It is a cool movie, too.
It's a really good
Netflix
movie.
That shit.
Nice.
You're Next.
Yeah.
You're Next.
So if you get scared about people breaking into your house and trying to kill you, this is the movie for you.
And the thing is, it's not just a home invasion. It's actually funny, too. It's actually like a really, really dark comedy.
Really?
I don't want to give away too much spoilers.
Exactly.
Do you remember the fishing line scene?
Yes, yes.
Remember where it's all dramatic, like she's... Yeah.
Okay, you totally
see what's coming.
Yeah.
And they build it up, and it's supposed to be kind of like really dark comedy.
So I will give it a...
Out of
a scale of five, I give it 4.5 out of 5.
Ooh,
fuck you, go watch it.
Dang.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I really liked it that much.
There we go. Now we're on Steve's Twitter. So, Steve, if you want to indulge us, go to your following. You're following 220 accounts. Huh. Who do we have here?
Oh, there's Elizabeth S.
Girls in
Ashley
sports bras.
Ann, Elizabeth S. Snapchats daily. My friend Seth. That's funny.
Well,
there's Majestic Boner.
Yeah, that's my friend Christy. Girls in Sports Bras, Miss Social Network, Lemon Goddess, Alyssa Shea Hale.
Hey, there's Nerdcast.
Yeah, there's Nerdcast. Okay. All right. Keep going. What do we got? Keep going. I know I saw some good ones on here. Some other...
Foxy Twins.
I don't know who any of these women are. They're like... newscasters and stuff. Steve just picks people out. He's so
short. No.
Keep going. Hold on. There's
Alexandra Hart, Martha Price, Scarlett. Hey, you're scoring really fast.
Steve's going really fast.
Get to the good ones.
He doesn't
want
us to see. College Girls Daily. Okay, there's
one. Hot Girls Every
30. Hot Girls Every 30.
Appreciation for Women Every 30 Minutes.
Was that Bonnie McFarlane, the stand-up comedian?
Ginger Crush.
Yeah, that's her impression.
With the photo, I Love Redheads.
Crushing on Hot Gingers 24/7. Okay, nice.
Is that Jennifer Carpenter from Dexter?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, look at that.
Look at Steve's page.
He likes girls. What can you say? Yeah. And then he has Sam Smith on there.
Sam Smith.
Sam so Smith's the shit, though.
It's so random out of all these
Redhead
things.
Of the day.
Bonnie Bernstein.
Rachel Nichols, also all redheads.
Ooh, Cheryl Burke.
ILGD, it says 18 plus only. I don't know what that is. I love redheads. Max on movies.
Tony Braxton, well done.
John Pisoni, he's the drummer from The Urge.
And Joe Dirt.
I'm just, this is funny to look at.
So what we're trying to get out here is that
Steve has a lot of random women on
likes
his.
I do not have a lot of random women.
Kennedy's still alive?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Rashida
MTV
Jones.
VJ, if I may. And not vagina. That's a video jockey, for those that don't remember those.
I like tits daily. I like redheads daily.
Oh, God.
Wow. Melanie Moon, the newscaster?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Randy Naughton? Why?
Why not?
I don't know.
It's not like she's like, why not?
That's beyond cougar.
Ann Coulter? Are you fucking kidding me?
Ann Coulter.
She's not even hot, dude. She's just a fucking nut.
Do you know why I'm saying this? You just replied the other day. Every time you reply, it shows up on our feed. So you're always like, I think it looks good, smiley face. Steve, you have the creepiest comments.
Here we go. Joe, let's tangent off of this. Let's tangent. Okay. Do you think these women that he's posted on his Twitter account, you think when they go on Facebook to take pictures, do they put their hand on their hip?
Ooh, yeah,
let's,
probably.
Let's talk about that.
And
when
also,
did that
Steve,
trend
if you want
start?
To, you can pull up. There's a couple of, I noticed, at-home moms that like to take a lot of photos of themselves on social media. Those are just called attention whores, I guess. But basically. Yeah.
So why would you want to put your hand on your
hip? Why does that happen?
Yeah. What's this?
Because when I dip, you dip, we dip.
Oh, okay.
Is that what it is?
I get it.
No.
I just hate stupid trends is what I'm trying to do. That's a dumb trend. That's not an appropriate way to take
every
a picture.
Girl knows
just
what we're
cool.
talking about, too, so don't pretend like you don't. Whenever you see a girl with her hand on a hip in a photo or straight down next to her body, that is her trying to make her arms / I guess entire body look a little bit slimmer. They think that's like a slimming way, which I don't want to ruin it for all of you, but I don't think any guy ever notices that.
Not at all.
Maybe if you're doing it for other girls so they don't judge you, okay, but man.
Because your slim arm doesn't make your fugly face look any better. I'm sorry.
That's true.
Or we're probably just looking at your boobs / what's the inappropriate term?
No. We're doing is going through your Facebook profile, hoping that you uploaded some photos from the beach on the vacation you went to. We don't care about your girls' Frappuccino night. Look, we all, like, have you ever seen any of these sorority
girls
photos?
And, all that
and I know I'm probably hitting really close to home to a few people that are listening, but if you ever look at some of these sorority photos, you'll get 10, 12 girls in a photo. All of them are posed the exact same way.
With the hand on the hip.
With the one safety whale.
Jesus
Christ. Steve.
Right. I mean, okay. Everybody's got a grenade in the group. But. And for us, I mean, let's be honest, that's Jay.
Oh, Uncle Jay, not here to defend yourself.
Yeah.
What's up with
Jesus.
Let's go to Jay for comment.
Jay, anything?
Jay, go ahead.
Jay, wait.
Jay, are you there?
Jay?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, he's not here.
In the unity of the Holy Spirit.
And then speaking of stupid women.
Wow.
Segway. How about the woman that put drain cleaner in her eyes? Anyone see that news story?
I have not.
Did she die?
She did not die.
Good, she should have.
She was what's called an attention whore.
Oh.
Which you're a fan of, whore. And she put drain cleaner in her eyes so that she could go through life blind, is what she wanted to do. She wanted to live life as a blind person would live.
Oh.
Fumble!
Do we get it?
No, Arizona got it.
That's good.
I just don't get it. I hate it. It's stupid. The news should not have even reported it. You want to put Drano in your eye? Fuck you, you dumb bitch. Fucking die now.
What kind of faggot does that?
I'm
just joking.
The dumb one. What else we got?
I sound like I'm on a Xbox Live right now.
Because we're fucking awesome.
Right. Right. That's what I was going for.
We could do pyramid schemes on a Twitter.
Pyramid Schemes.
Man, okay.
Schemes is what I'm saying.
I heard Schemes.
Shame.
Touchdown, Arizona.
Arizona. Pyramid Schemes. So there's really two big ones that stick out in my mind that everybody's probably seen by now. One for sure is Mary Kay Cosmetics.
Fuck them.
Yeah. You've probably seen a million cars driving around with Mary Kay.
Yep.
And I thought of this because I saw something on, it was like Dateline or 2020 a couple nights ago. And they were explaining how these Mary Kay girls are promised that they'll get their own fucking nice SUV or sports car that's tinted pink and
it's
all this
like
stuff.
It's like a pink Cadillac or something.
Yes,
yeah,
Cadillac.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And so if you want to grab more beer, you can.
I think I'm going to.
Yeah. Grab me just whatever. I don't care. Surprise me.
Yeah, grab noise.
Grab whatever, yeah.
But basically with Mary Kay, the whole key is, which they didn't come out and say pyramid scheme on 2020 or whatever it is, but they're like, well, you sign up with your account, it only costs $100 to buy product. Then if you sign up six friends, you know, they whatever they sell, you get a little bit of comp of. But the whole key is those six friends need to sign up six friends, and then they sign up six, then they sign up six. So once you have 24 people under you, then you can kind of become eligible after 6 months if you meet your goal to get a Cadillac. And it all boils down to you busting your ass trying to get a car that really is not even free in the end. Nope. And a lot of the women admitted that they sold their own products to themselves just so they could
God,
make
they're
goals.
So racist.
Because they're
they
stupid.
Had entire garages full of products.
No.
Fucking makeup. So they come to, like, you know, your friend's house and they gather a group of a dozen women, if they could even get that many, and try to sell them and get a few to sign up to become part of their little club. So there's that. And the worst one that's out right now, if I'm not even on Facebook anymore, but I still remember this bullshit because a few of my friends got suckered into it. It's that Visalus.
Oh, Jesus,
that weight loss.
Yeah.
Anybody that's listening now.
Oh, yeah,
let
me
put my
fucking. I love Cialis.
Well, no, it's not Cialis.
Oh.
It's Visalis. I think that's how you pronounce
yeah,
it.
Yeah, V-Life.
Yes, V-Life. This is the same shit because my mom brought this up to me the other day. She's on Facebook, you know, yeah. And she's on her iPad. She's like, what do I say to this woman? She sent me all these instant messages.
Because she wants her to join
yeah.
us.
Oh, yo, we have this conference. You know what? I hope your life is going well and blah, 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 blah. You could tell it's like a copy and paste of
it
letter.
Sounds like it would be a semicolon conference.
It does.
Like.
It really does, and which hopefully turns into a period conference eventually. But but it's all this weight loss, and I know if you're on Facebook, you have probably at least one person on there that's been duped that thinks they don't have to work, that they can just – they were sold on this hook, line, and sinker that, yo, you know what? I can get this weight loss product. It works. Nobody knows really what the fuck it does to your body, but it works. And so that's the whole scheme again. They're trying to get people to sign up so they can meet their goals, so they can go to this conference, so people can fellate them or whatever in front of a thousand other people so they can feel good about themselves. I had a few people in particular, and, you know, wife. Is she on the phone right now?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Jesus
sorry,
Christ.
Jen, you're calling Matt right now.
I know.
Don't do that anymore, okay? yeah,
no,
but
go ahead. Me and Joe will do this. Go talk to her real
yeah,
quick.
Go
me and
talk
Joe,
to your
go.
Wife.
Go.
Steve and I can quarterback
we can
this
do
situation.
This real quick. Yeah.
Matt's going to step away from
yeah.
the mic. Tony already has because he has to pee, so it's just me and Steve.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, this is going to be good.
This is the Bare Bones podcast with Joe Dust and Steve.
That's right.
Sound guy Steve. So, Steve, what do you think of the weight loss people on Facebook?
Dude, it's a joke. I mean, I hate that because I'll see that people are like, Body by Jane.
Yeah.
V-Life. It's like, what the fuck, man?
Go behind me.
Yeah,
sorry.
Go
behind him.
Can you make it? Can you stick it in? Yeah? Okay. Yeah, but we had a couple people we know from high school, especially, I remember, on Facebook. I'm
I
sure
know,
they're still
I know
doing
exactly
it.
Who you're talking about.
I blocked
about.
Them.
Yes.
And that's their life now, because once you get into it, you can't get out of it, basically. Because
you're
like
putting
so much
it's like
money
a fucking cult.
Kind of, yeah. It's definitely a pyramid scheme, though.
No, it's like a cult. It's like they're literally, oh, hey, I'm doing this thing now. It's just...
That and I see the
some of these vitamin things and God damn it, it's stupid, man. It's like, oh, hey, I'm gonna be in this cult for life. That's great.
It is stupid.
Oh, I've been yeah, I've been promoted to regional manager. Here's my BMW.
Yeah, that's what it is. Hey, I'm a regional manager. It only took me 6 months. I have like a BMW now. Oh, my God.
Oh, my life is complete.
Yep. And Jesus. I don't want to be mean, but all of those people are going to be broke in less than a year. Yep. They just don't know it yet.
They're going to be broke. And I love how they put their promotional videos with one of their, like VPs. They're like, yeah, you know, if you do this, well, you're set.
Yeah, and I don't even want to promote the company, but it's like V-I-S-A-L-U-S. Just Google it if somehow you've never heard of it. And there's YouTube videos of people that have gotten out of the scheme, and it's just bad.
Yeah, if you remember Waco, Waco, Texas, it's going to turn out to be
Waco,
like
Waco, Tescott. Steve, what was the weirdest thing you saw in Vegas or ever have seen in Vegas? Because you just went there again.
I'm
trying to think, too.
Oh, shit. Weirdest thing I saw. There's a lot of shit going on. I mean,
I think the weirdest thing, it's not even that weird, I guess, but there's always those people dressed up on the street, you know, like Ninja Turtles or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Lori took a picture of a guy that looks, he looked just like Pee Wee Herman. I mean, just like Pee Wee Herman.
Was he jerking off in a movie theater or was he just on the street?
No, he was on the bike. Exact replica bike, exact replica outfit and everything. It's just he was outside the Flamingo. It's just like
I got on an escalator one time. And I turned around. It scared the shit out of me. He was like a few steps behind me, and there was a guy in a Bumblebee outfit from Transformers.
Yes, yeah.
It was the entire outfit, and I didn't even, like, I guess it was just something that took me by surprise. I'm like, fuck! Like, I turn around, there's just this guy staring at me. He's like, And it's always just some sweaty dude in an outfit.
The first time I saw the hooker trading cards out there, that was fucking crazy.
Yeah, hooker trading cards are a legit source.
That was the second time I went to Vegas, but I mean the first time, I mean it was up there. I was up at the Golden Nugget. I mean that was up there was cool, and then trying to get picked up by two hookers was like. Ugh.
Oh yeah, speaking of getting picked up by hookers, I remember I went to a club in Vegas one time. I was on a bachelor party. This was a long time ago, and I was in the club and I was staying near the bar, and two women that were probably in their mid-40s maybe. And they were pretty much dressed slutty from what I remember. But, you know, it's Vegas, so you don't really think much about it.
Imagine that, dressed like a slut in Vegas.
Yeah, I know. That's why you're like, well, whatever. You know, it's just a couple women.
Right.
And they walked up to me. They're like, hey, you should buy us, like, some drinks and stuff. And I'm like, I don't really know you. I don't think I'm going to buy you any drinks. But, yeah, we can talk for a while, whatever. Hey, I'm Joe or Dustin, whatever the fuck my name is, around whatever group of people. And then eventually one of my friends just kind of pulls me over and he goes, hey, those are hookers, man. I'm like, oh, that was maybe the second most embarrassing thing I've ever said to women in my life. First would be at the Penthouse strip club in Sauget, Illinois. None of you guys were with me. It was my friend Zach. And I was on the side of the stage in one of the rolling chairs. And I guess it showed how naive I was. So I'm sitting there just watching, you know, this chick strip, and some of my friends are with me, and this dude just kind of comes up out of nowhere. And he, like, leans down to me. He's like, hey, man, you rolling? And I looked at him, and I'm, like, looking down at my chair, and I'm like, no, there's no wheels in this chair. No, I'm not rolling anywhere. And he's like, no, you rolling? I'm like, no, there are no wheels in the chair. I'm not rolling anywhere. And the guy looks at me like I'm just fucking stupid, and he walks away. And my friends are like, I think he was asking you for drugs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
I believe it's ecstasy.
Yeah, we just to let everybody know, Tony and Matt are back. Yeah, so Tony urinated and
Matt, are you in trouble?
Matt just got his
yelled at.
Yep. Oh, he did. No. Oh, sorry.
Not really.
Matt, I had to go pee really bad. We've been drinking.
No,
for
it's
hours.
Fine. I was going
to
say that
I was supposed to technically leave 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. Matt just got his schmegma smacked, so it's all right.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But I came back to whores is what I came back to.
No, it's just Vegas
said
in general.
Sluts.
Oh,
you know,
sorry.
Whatever.
Don't worry, Matt. We're almost near the hour.
Yeah,
we're going to wrap this bitch up.
Yeah, let's wrap this up.
What are we talking about?
We hit on everything.
We were just talking about the weirdest thing we saw in Vegas, you know, ever. But, I mean, definitely just came back from Vegas, so.
Man, I want to give some shout-outs to Paul McRoberts on SEMO's football team. Number 5 on SportsCenter's top 10 last night, his catch. Shout-out to Johnny Mack Rockstar Dennis for winning Big Brother. Shout out to Fear the Walking Dead for being a piece of shit.
Last episode's tonight, wow. Isn't it? I
think. Yeah, yeah, I haven't even watched the last one yet. It's so boring.
It took me 13 fucking trips to finally see the Welcome to Las Vegas sign.
Yeah, I still haven't seen that live.
It's weird, though. We were at Mandalay Bay, and we took a taxi down there because when you're standing at the sign looking back, it's like, eh, Mandalay Bay is not that far. But shit, it was. We got there, and we were like, yeah, it's like a 20-minute walk. So we take a taxi down there real quick, and the guy's like, he's like, yep, we're going to the sign. He's like, okay. So he gets down there, and I'm like, and we're like, yeah, we're gonna be like. We'll be there back in a minute. And he's like, take your time. And we're standing
take
outside.
Take your time. The meter's running.
Well, no. And he goes, shit, you guys weren't drunk. I'm like, yeah, we weren't standing because the fucking line had to have been.
Just for photo ops?
And there's a guy like waving people on, like moderating this whole thing. And we're standing, like the sign is in the middle. We're standing on to the left of the sign taking pictures there. And we walk back real quick. He's like, shit, you guys weren't joking. I'm like, no, we're not standing in a. It was literally a 200-foot line. And these people are just, they're just sitting there, standing there waiting for the pictures.
I hate standing in lines. That's one thing in life I absolutely hate. Yes, I hate waiting in traffic, too. I think I'm pretty patient, but when it comes to that, I will motherfuck you up and down.
I don't do traffic. Fuck traffic.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Wow, that's a really positive note to end on.
No. Toner, wrap us up.
Good podcast.
Yes.
Good internet gold.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Hashtag fuck you, Jay. That's the new one from now on. Oh, wait a sec. Let's go to comment real quick.
Comment.
Oh, that's right. He's not here.
Oh. I was like,
Jesus, Tony. God damn it.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking
Steve's
about.
Done that like 3 times.
I know. And Tony's just like, what?
He looks over to the blank space like, what are you looking at?
Yeah, come on, Taylor Swift.
Oh, I get it. Blank space.
Because, Jay's usually there, so it's like...
Blank space, baby.
Hey, Jay, are you ever going to come back and do your fucking podcast that you always fucking promote?
Jesus. He's passionate about that one. Jeez.
All right, we need to get Matt out of here before his wife...
Hey, let's make Nerdcast corporate. Yeah.
But let's see. We got let's tease us for next.
Oh,
episode.
Sorry,
teases
for
episode
19.
Episode.
What do we got?
19 and 20.
Yes,
we're just doing tease 19 right now.
Let's see.
19.
Are we doing movie travesties? 19's
already too old.
We will eventually get to movie travesties. Eventually get to guilty pleasure movies. I thought we might do top horror movies because. Halloween's
oh shit! We didn't
up.
Touch on our top Halloween shit.
That'll be closer.
Okay.
To Halloween
Yeah, that's good. We'll do that then.
And
we'll do that in the next
Halloween
one because then it'll air like on Halloween.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
The week of, I think.
Yeah. That's right.
It'll be posted by that point.
Yo, and pretty soon coming up, Andy F's is going to be a father.
Soon,
one of the next 3 podcasts, I'm pretty sure.
That's right. That's right.
He's going to have a little F's.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's going to be a girl F's.
A girl F's.
Female F's.
I see.
And then eventually,
females.
Then he can eventually come on the show.
Yeah.
After their
season.
See, we're such a well-oiled machine. We record so much material like Tupac. Shit's going to come out even after we're dead.
We got B-sides, too, that they can release for years after this.
All right. Let's hope episode 18 was good. I really don't know. I had to pee for most of it, so we'll... We'll see what happens in post. Are we all good? We covered all we wanted to?
Episode 18, I have to tinkle.
Oh, beautiful. Hold on. I got to take one more sip of Goose Island.
And maybe if we're not lazy bastards, a couple of us can write just some shit for the website we'll put out there, too.
Just got to get motivated.
Yeah.
Episode 18.
I've neglected Until Dawn. Oh, man, we didn't even talk about Silicon Valley that I've been watching.
That's right. Hey,
dude, we got to talk about.
I never did my Tupac posthumous release, greatest hits release.
Oh, God.
I'll say that for next September.
Oh, Jesus.
Wonder if heaven got a ghetto. Hey, and Steve, does Wong Fucho have anything to say to wrap us up, our old friend?
Well,
Wong
hold
Fucho.
On, let me see.
Hey, come here. Hold on, be there in a second.
Oh, hello, America. I love you. Have a good day.
That was it? That's all Wong had to say. Wow. I haven't seen him since
I am
college.
Over at Steve's house. I want to see your wiener. Goodbye.
Wong, where's Wong? Wong, where have you been sleeping at Steve's house?
Wong?
He's thinking
Wong,
about
so
it.
Wong.
Wong, hello.
Are you there?
Wong? I must pee.
Oh, he has to pee too. Okay, never mind. That was one of Steve's Asian friends from...
Oh, I went to pull away. R. Carey. R. Carey.
Is he related to John Carey?
No, R. Carey.
Oh, R. Carey.
Yeah, I want to urinate on girl face.
Well, you can do that this here in America.
Awesome. Okay. Wong, thank you for joining us and goodbye.
Bye! I love you! Love you, Wong. Bye. See you later! Okay, you shut down when you're done.
Oh, my God. Okay. Thanks, guys.
That's always Tony's cue to, he's done. He always goes, okay.
Yeah. I love racism, but let's go ahead and stereotyping. So let's
wasn't racist, God.
He wasn't doing mathematical equations on
it. Yeah, fuck. I hate white people.
Mathematical.
God.
Okay. All right, boys. Episode 18 in the books. Fantastic.
Wow, the fucking Rams won.
Holy shit. I'll be damned. Hold on. Pause.
What do we got?
24-22.
Holy shit. Nicely
Rams
done.
Win.
Man, L.A., you're getting a good team.
That's right.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
2-2. Okay, we're done. Thank you again for listening to episode 18 of the Nerdcast podcast. Not your regular dialogue.
Bitch, please.
That's right. Be sure to check us out online at nerdcast.com. That's nyrdcast.com.
I was just that... ripped my earbuds out of my ears.
Was that a little too loud?
No, I just accidentally
tried to turn his head.
Like, ah! Oh, sorry if I did that too loud.
No.
We're also on Twitter and Instagram at nerdcast. That's nyrdcast. We got a page on Facebook. Fucking, I don't know, hit the search button and
Google
type
that shit
in. Yeah, Google that shit, whatever. Oh, yeah, we're also on IJOV.net. That's the Inside Joke Outside Voice Podcast Network. Check out that website for our page and, of course, the other podcasts that are part of that group or network or whatever the fuck's going on. Thanks again for joining us. I go by the name of Toner.
I'm Joe Dust.
Fuck you!
Matt.
Sound guy Steve.
So until next time, do whatever it is you do. Peace.
I love you, America!
See ya!
A scorpion wins bestiality. Marty, put the plutonium in.
Here is Red Gold Green out of Washington, D.C. with their track, Doing the Most, features Dave Grohl on drums, and it's co-written by Pharrell Williams.
You see, I have a pain that's in my side. Whoa! And it's coming from my pocket all the time. Something wrong with saying hi.